Seated. Happy to welcome you all to this opening of the 40 Hours, our annual 40 Hours. It's truly wonderful to see that year after year, in such a small parish, you are able to pull this off. It gives credence to your devotion to the Blessed Sacrament, the testimony. And our Lord is very much pleased by all the little efforts that go into making this happen, from the flower petals to the decorations of the altar. Everything that has gone into this will not go unrewarded, I assure you. With desire, I have desired to eat this Passover food before I suffer. Words, my friends in Christ, taken from the Gospel of St. John. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You see in these words of Jesus Christ, words spoken on Holy Thursday, the night before he suffered, his last testament to his disciples, his dear friends. They come down to us as well. A few here. With desire, I have desired. Our Lord desires our company. And our Lord is present here and now in the Blessed Sacrament. St. Alphonsus Liguori, he has written, it's a very wonderful book, I would encourage you to read it, a book about the Blessed Sacrament called the Holy Eucharist. He himself is one of the chief saints devoted to the Blessed Sacrament. He was remarkable for it in his life. In the introduction, he writes about himself. He says, "I feel myself bound, at least out of gratitude to my Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, to declare that through the means of this devotion, namely devotion to the Blessed Sacrament, that I have practiced, though with so much tepidity and so imperfect a manner, I was able to abandon the world in which I lived, unfortunately, until I was 26 years old. Fortunate indeed will you be if you can detach yourself from it at an earlier age and give yourself without reserve to that Lord who has given himself without reserve to you. I repeat," C.E. continues, "that indeed you will be blessed, not only in eternity, but even in this life. Believe me, all is folly. Feasts, theaters, parties of pleasure, amusements. These are all goods of the world, but goods which are filled with the bitterness of gall, with sharp thorns. Believe me, who have experienced this and now weep over it. Be also assured that Jesus Christ, he finds means to console a soul that remains with a recollected spirit before the Most Blessed Sacrament, far beyond what the world can do with its feasts and pastimes. Oh, how sweet a joy it is," he finishes, "to remain with faith and tender devotion before an altar and converse familiarly with Jesus Christ." Forty Hours is about to begin of our Lord exposed on the altar, dear faithful. Your faithful. God has not left us orphans. The same Jesus Christ who changed the heart of St. Alphonsus and countless other saints, he is right here on our altar. He is here to change your heart. Now, you may not be called to leave the world as St. Alphonsus, but all of us are called to love God with our whole heart and our whole soul, all of our strength, and it is here, before the Blessed Sacrament, where this is made possible, that you can do this. Until this happens, until you have given God your whole heart, you will never be satisfied. You will never have true peace and happiness. It is in the quiet, during these 40 hours, especially in this church, before the Blessed Sacrament is exposed, that you can and should make multiply petitions. Ask our Lord for all of the things you need in your life, temporal and spiritual. Ask for those under your care for falling away. But be sure not to omit what is most important and really the only thing necessary to ask our Blessed Lord, namely an ardent love for Him in the Blessed Sacrament. God in His providence, He may not answer all of your prayers, at least not the way you desire. But this one thing, this true devotion to Him in the Blessed Sacrament, He always grants that prayer. And this prayer is most pleasing to Him. And it is most desirable for your own soul, for your own happiness. It is desirable for us because, just imagine, what would it be like to find your delight in the Lord? He is always here, day and night. You always know where to find Him. He never turns you away, and He is never preoccupied, too busy to hear you, to receive you. Even your greatest friends cannot always be with you. Were you to have this true devotion, were it granted to you, you would never be overwhelmed by sufferings. Again, Jesus said, I have desired with desire to eat this Pasch with you before I suffer. And contrawise, now that He suffers no more, He desires that we be with Him before we suffer, to strengthen us. And He accompanies us in our sufferings. It is for this very reason, this link between the Blessed Sacrament and strength and courage to suffer, that in the first period of Christianity, the faithful were permitted during the persecutions to actually take the host after Mass home with them. They would have it wrapped in a fine linen and they would keep it at home to be ready, if necessary, if they were called to die for their faith, that they could communicate in order to have the strength they need to die for their faith. There's a very intimate connection between Christ and the Blessed Sacrament and suffering well. Now, it also is advantageous to us to have this true devotion to the Blessed Sacrament, because when we are forgotten by our friends, by our family, when we are misunderstood, when perhaps they make plans, people we love, they make plans and they do not include us, we are left out. When we are even treated miserably by those who owe us love, they have a duty of love towards us, when we are treated with unjustly, all of these occasions, we will find in them, through the Blessed Sacrament, occasion to actually thank God, a true joy, because our Lord has promised, blessed are the poor in spirit, those who have been deprived of earthly consolations, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn before the Blessed Sacrament, because they will be comforted. our Lord also desires this true devotion for us. He has told us himself, "With desire have I desired." And he chooses to remain as a testimony of this desire with us, not just for 40 hours, once a year, for one weekend, but night and day. And not just during the times when we are apt to be with him. Notice how he is there all night long, every day. So often he is alone. It matters not. It is his love that has made him a prisoner for us. He might say to you, after 40 hours is over, "Well, you had some devotion. You gave me some time for the weekend. But I will love you for the rest of the year. I will be waiting for you again, to see you again, all year long. In fact, for all time. And I love you for all eternity." This true devotion to the Blessed Sacrament, we see, is what he desires most of all for us. And it is not impossible. Many saints have found this great gift. They have obtained it from God by visiting the Blessed Sacrament, by making frequent spiritual communions. The servant of God, one of the servants of God, a Sicilian missionary, and this is related in St. Alphonsus' book, in his youth, and as a layman, he was so enamored with the Blessed Sacrament that he seemed unable to tear himself away from the presence of our Lord. And such were the joys that he experienced in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament that his director, that is his confessor, he had to command him, by virtue of obedience, to only spend 1 hour and no more before the Blessed Sacrament, because he would otherwise neglect his duties of state. For a soul like this, nothing else matters in life. And you can always have what you want because our Lord is always here. Even when you cannot be in his physical presence, you can think about him, and he rewards you for that. And when you make a spiritual communion, he can give you the same graces or similar graces to actually receive as if you had actually received him. If you could come away with one thing after this 40 hours, it would be to resolve to visit our Lord more than you have hitherto. Maybe one more time in the week to come to Mass, to think of him at least once every day. Perhaps you go a day without even thinking of him. You can make an act of faith in the real presence, no matter where you are, and do that every day. That's a great way to start. Much more could be said concerning the Blessed Sacrament. There are books written about it. But now, I ask you to taste and see for yourself this weekend and beg our Lord, through the intercession of St. Alphonsus, to grant you this greatest of all graces, the true love for the Blessed Sacrament. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.